السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم my dear brother and sister in Islam. Thought of today. In Ramadan, when I used to send messages, many reply, and people have a little bit of zeal, and they're really anxious. A lot of promises, a lot of messages, so beautiful. A lot of reflection, and now we only, what is it, close to 20 days after Ramadan, and we already fade away, no follow-up, no reflection, and all my messages, I hardly have one or two people reply. What's going on? Is this how we feel and how we behave? Just 2-3 weeks after Ramadan. What happened after 1 month from now? I was reflecting today over a couple of things. I will share it with you. Actually, three elements. Number one, why we do not follow up? Why our zeal and desire went down? How come all of a sudden dunya take over again? Why? And where is the Quran and Ramadan? If Ramadan and Quran and Salah and Taraweeh affecting us, is this a side effect after 2-3 weeks? What happened later on? And why we cannot follow? Why? What happened to our Iman? Or heedlessness already take place. Please think, reflect. And what happened if I continue like that after 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever? This is a big problem. Two, another thought. What happened if our value of dunya, the daily routine and drama, take precedent over Iman, Akhirah? The drama increase, the temptation and desire increase, the agony increase, everything increase. And in the end, you're not going to get too much. It's just like running. You keep running. Until what? I will tell you until what. Until something so beautiful. So beautiful. Until you get elder or you get sick. And this number three. When you get elder or get sick, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you any disability, your vision of dunya change. Your understanding of things change. I saw it in my life. I saw it in my life loud and clear. Go to any hospital or somebody sick, even parents or family member. People playing music, they don't care. Watching movie, do not care. People coming in a certain clothes or whatever, doesn't care. Why? Once you have pain, once you have illness, once you get elder, temptation go down, desire go down, and now all of a sudden, your value in life is changing. You want peace, you want calm, you worry, what next? Is the pain will increase, or the pain will decrease? How long the pain will continue? Is me will get well? Can I be a little bit normal? Now, in the same moment, get the person a belly dancer, or somebody so pretty, whatever, or people with bikini, or temptation of food, or tell him about the news, I will get you a palace, whatever, or I give you a vacation in the resort and such and such. I tell you, my son, my daughter, I want to relax. want peace. I want to lie down. I want to sleep. He doesn't care, he or she, about what you're talking about. The priority change. The priority change. Look at the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he prepares someone. The sister in New York, the one her mother died, rahmatullah alayha, a week ago, I asked her, how is your mom? She said, literally, in the last 2-3 months, she changed a lot. She doesn't care about nothing. She's always quiet. She's doing the zikr, and that's it. Look how Allah prepares a person. By the way, when you are ill, you have pain, you get older, you have disability, by any means. All the dunya and what it contains doesn't mean nothing. All the pleasure and temptation doesn't mean nothing. And all of a sudden, I'm repeating myself. Your vision, your thinking, your thought is different. And if Allah loves you, He make you even go above that. And now you beg Allah for a good ending. You beg Allah to take it easy with you. You beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let the pain go away. You beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah forgive your sins. You start calling people and asking to forgive you. You start begging Allah, okay? You wish to do much better. There is the truth, my brother and sister in Islam. This if Allah love you. Now, what about me? If I'm still young, if you're still young, now develop the wisdom. Develop the wisdom to capture your nafs, to capture the disease of the heart, to capture the temptation, to capture all this drama and convert it to an energy of akhirah. It's so beautiful. Now you follow up. Now you want to do good deed. Now you want to spend your time in goodness. Now you remember Allah. Now the diseases of the heart, of envy and jealousy and hate and this and that, decrease. Now you can be a winner, living peace and tranquility in the early age. You want happiness, peace and tranquility. Think you are elder or ill or in a bed to die. And watch what happened. I remember some young people in America. This is like almost 20 years ago. But there was very pious young people. They make a big event for the parents. And they said, oh parents, we have a big party for you. But it will be like barbecue party in an open field in some area. They did that. After Maghrib, when it's everything dark, they surprised the parents. What they did, they dig for every parent a hole in the ground and said, go my father, go my mother, lie down. This is your nearby resident. This is your future resident. Try to experience to sleep tonight in this place. Maybe you get up tomorrow or you not get up. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do you know what this oil called? Haqq, the truth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the death, the truth. This is our journey. My dear brother and sister in Islam, for those who know me or do not know me, how many times you running after goodness? How many times you initiate goodness? How many times you try to think about all this element? Is this not the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this not the advice of Allah? Or are you too young? Nobody's too young. My dear brother and sister in Islam, illness sometimes is bounty. Pain is bounty. It make all this dunya diminish. And your vision, reflection, wisdom, understanding, thinking, thought, completely different. Completely different. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Give us the wisdom early and the thought of Akhirah early to allow us to be among the people of Akhirah, among the people of success, among the people who die in a state of pleasing Allah, and Allah will be pleasing with them. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.